All right, we're back with high school hockey. This is North Shore. It's not North Shore today. It's MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Poposky, and Nick Kukru, the Gloucester Times sports editor, is also here this evening, going to help us through the game. And tonight, it has become a pretty good rivalry. It has the Rockport Vikings will be taking on the Gloucester Fishermen. Rockport with a record of 4-2-1, and Gloucester with a record of 3-5. Gloucester hasn't played in over a week, and coming off a really not such a good loss to Saugus. We're going to be talking with both coaches coming up here, as we'll check in with Rockport hockey coach Patrick McIntosh and also with Gloucester hockey coach Sean Lyons on this Wednesday evening. So it's high school hockey. It's obviously a non-conference game, as it is Division III Rockport. They're out of the Commonwealth Conference, I believe it is, and Division II Gloucester out of the Northeastern Conference, of course, in that South Division. So we've got hockey coming right up here, and we'll check in with Coach McIntosh as we get ready for tonight's game on MSONewsSports.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodright double-hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
Before tonight's game with Gloucester, talking now with Rockport hockey coach Patrick McIntosh. And, Coach, you guys off to a really good start.
Yeah, we're doing well this year. We've avoided the injury bug that we ran into last year. So we avoided that. No one's sick. We're playing well. Have a high level of confidence.
All right. Tell me about a highlight or two, perhaps, so far.
We beat Amesbury on Saturday for the first time win against a Cape Ann League team in, you know, possibly a decade. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was a good shutout, coming off two gritty wins against Hamilton Wenham and Neshoba.
So, tell me a little bit about the makeup of the team, Coach. I know it's a conglomerate.
Yeah, we're made up with Rockport, Ipswich, and Manchester Essex. Mm-hmm. It's been a co-op for, you know, over a decade. Really helps out. A lot of different personalities and different backgrounds.
I'm always amazed at how well it does work when you have kids from different schools. And I know every time I talk to a coach who has this, some of the kids will wear their jackets from one school into the other school. And it does bring a sense of community, I guess.
It does. I think it adds and it crosses because we're a co-op in football. Rockport's a co-op in football with Manchester Essex. So you have those kids who aren't normally friends. And we're an extraordinarily close group. They're good friends outside of the team.
Tell me a little bit about now your leaders and maybe and who's playing well for you guys.
My goalie is Max Kipkovic. He's a sophomore. Doing well. His goals against a little under three right now. Playing well. My leaders are Diego Corona, Jameson Cam, Jackson Rice, Paulo Recupero, Drew Bolio. We got about seven seniors. So we really have a good senior leadership. But all across the team, very good spread of ages.
Now, I know Rockport, the Rockport kids get it that it's a rivalry with Gloucester. What about the Essex kids and the Ipswich kids?
Oh, they all understand it's a rivalry with Gloucester. It's like the little brother, big brother, you know. We're always in the shadow of Gloucester.
And looking over your shoulder as Coach Lyons goes by.
And no, we joke. Coach Lyons and I are also, you know, good friends. So it's fun. And, you know, we were just talking before the game, you know, and that's been around that we're the little brother. And hopefully this year we're going to be able to punch the big brother in the face
okay.
a little bit.
What about the big brother of Marblehead, Bob Jackson?
I know him well, you know, and, you know, I'm a good friends with Mark Tarmey, so
right.
over there. So Mark and Bob do a great job down there in Marblehead. You know, and those have a bunch of great kids, too, as their teacher. You know, they're a bunch of good, great group of kids.
All right, finally, Coach, in your league, biggest challenge?
Shawshina and Northeast. You know, they draw from several communities like we do, but they have a bigger pool. And we're always kind of nipping at their heels. So hopefully we can play well against them this year.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is, let me just get this up here.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
Talking now with Gloucester coach Sean Lyons before his team's battle with Rockport tonight. And coach, this game with Rockport has become quite a rivalry.
Yeah, you know, it's two teams from the same island. We're in a small vicinity here.
And, that's right.
You know, it's small vicinity, small area, and we should use the same rink. You know, it is our rink. I'm just going to say that now. But that's okay. You know, it's, they're a good group of guys. You know, a lot of these kids skate together in youth hockey. Growing up, and then they eventually get to here, and some go to Rockport, some go to Gloucester, and you know, it becomes a nice little rivalry.
And Coach McIntosh is playing up the little brother, big brother thing too, so you got the targets on your backs.
Yeah, you know, that's something I used a couple of years ago as a terminology when Rockport had a real strong team with the Interante and some of the kids, the Nelson kid and whatnot, and you know, we had a good team then, and you know. I just didn't want our kids to get a little too cocky, and I said, you know, you've been challenged by your little brother. They think they can play with us, and you know, I hyped that up, and you know, Coach just brought that up to me a couple minutes ago as well too. He said, you know, I like your terminology, and you know, it's a fun rivalry. It's a nice group. You know, Coach McIntosh and myself talk on the phone frequently, practice combinations and discussions, and it's become a nice friendship as well.
Saugus laid a hurting on you guys. What'd you do after that game?
You know, we've been stagnant. We had some time off. So, you know, Saugus took it to us. We kind of laid an egg all at the same time. Saugus was, came at us strong, physical, and our guys, didn't handle it, you know, as well as we'd like to have. But, you know, we had some, fun practices, tried to make things a little bit lighter, then went back to business and then hopefully ready for a good stretch now.
Finally, Coach, turnovers. The game before Saugus, a couple of turnovers hurt you, and then you had three turnovers that Saugus scored on in the Saugus game, their first three goals, I believe, which is a result of turnovers. Is that something that the kids, I don't know, what happens? Is it a mental lapse? Is it just physical? You're not paying attention? What causes those things? Are the other teams playing well?
It's a combination of two. You know, I think Saugus did a nice job taking away the center ice area. And it's mental laziness. You know, you can't make a pass up the middle without making it real hard and making sure it's a 100% chance to make a pass. It can't be any chances. You know, we took some chances. They capitalized on it. You know, you get a puck in the slot, and that's a prime scoring opportunity, and they capitalized on it and put us in a hole pretty quickly.
Okay. Any massive changes tonight?
No really changes. We're out Ethan Brennan today to add that to my season. He twisted an ankle the other day. So he'll be out of lineup for at least today. I'm not sure about Saturday yet. Other than that, it's everything's about the same. Yep.
Good luck, Coach.
Yep, thank you very much.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities, because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
Well, you can hear the lineups being announced as we just about ready for high school hockey tonight between Rockport and Gloucester. Nick Cuckoo, the Gloucester Times sports editor, is here. It's impossible to...
Yeah, you can't get much over that.
No. Oh, my goodness. You've seen Rockport. I've seen Gloucester.
Yes.
And Rockport playing very well.
They absolutely are. Three-game win streak coming into today. Nice 2-0 shutout over Amesbury last weekend, their best win of the season. So they're looking good coming to this one.
Yeah, and the common foe, Swampscott, beating both these teams in double
figures.
Yeah,
pretty handily, exactly.
Okay, so we're going to have our national anthem coming up here in a sparsely populated Talbot Rink, but pretty good representation from both student bodies. Cavicas back in goal for Rockport. Off to our right, they've got the black uniforms with the white and silver numerals with the white piping around it, the white shoulders, and Gloucester, of course, with their home white jerseys on, red numerals and the red pants, red helmets. And this is big game for, I think, for both teams, Nick. Because
I think so, yeah.
Gloucester does not want to lose to a Division III team.
No, and Gloucester needs a win to get, you know, closer to 500. They've kind of tread water on the last four games. And Rockport, this is a huge barometer. I mean, if they, this is a winnable game for them, then, you know, that'll go a long way for the rest of the season.
Ethan Brennan is out tonight, as you heard. Ryan Parisi in for the Gloucester Fishermen. They're going to start with their second line, or what might be called their second line. Sal DeSanto will take the face off against Jamison Cam for Rockport. Defending down to our right, Gloucester defending to our left, but Rockport brings it right into the Gloucester zone. Across the line from Diego Corona, goes into the right corner. And again, Corona fighting for it, trying to send it to Jamison Cam, but he can't come up with it. And the fisherman will bring it out to center ice. And there is Parisi across the line. He is hit at the blue line of Rockport. Check it at the blue line of Rockport by Jackson Rice. And that brings the Vikings right across. Whoa, there's a shot from Jamison Cam from about 25 feet. Kester goes just wide, I believe. And the fisherman will bring it out. Just underway, Rockport and Gloucester in what has become a rivalry game. Across the line, it centering pass by Gloucester.
Yeah, good defense by Jared English there. That was in a dangerous area for a moment.
Rockport right back on the other end. Kester by Chris Fabry. Saved by Poliski in goal. Fabry allowed to run loose down that left wing side. And right at the bottom of the circle was closing right in on Costanzo.
Boy, up and down first minute. I don't think anyone's had any sustained possession yet.
Chris Fabry out there. Chasing Gloucester Jack's Ferry. Comes out to center ice. Ferry has it. Sends it up ahead, right wing side for Derek Hopkins. He feeds it ahead to Lyons across the line. Blocked up tight by a big defenseman. I think it's Jared English. Goes into the right wing corner. Back out to the point. Chop tip. Oh, it goes just wide on the redirect by Gloucester. Comes back out to the left point to Sperry. Slides it ahead. It was Mondella with the redirect. Almost had the tip in.
Boy, yeah, Hopkins. That puck completely changed direction, too. Kavika said no chance, but just wide.
Yep. Tracked down by English. Gets it out to the line, but not out of the zone. Kept in by Gloucester. Well, he can't keep it. Can't get it out of the zone for Rockport. Goes around to the other side, and English on it in the right wing corner. So Gloucester with some sustained offense now. And they've got the territorial edge. Back out to Sperry, left point. Shoots it from long range. Goes behind the cage. Comes back, goes behind the cage once again. Mondello with it. He'll drop it back to the right point on the change. As Chris Noyes sends it up into the netting. So we'll have a face-off in the Rockport zone. And that time, boy, Gloucester just kept the pressure on down
that
right side.
Yeah, that was good pressure. Rockport couldn't clear its zone. Great forecheck by Gloucester, especially along the boards. Jack Sperry with a nice play to keep it in. Mm-hmm. Another nice play behind the net. I didn't see who it was, but two nice plays for Gloucester to keep the puck in the offensive zone.
Fisherman coming in, 3-5-0, 26 goals scored. They've given up 39. Rockport brings it out of the zone. Coming across the line is Cam. Tries to center it. Hit right down the slot. Turnover save. Oh, man, what a shot. Who was that?
Diego Corona. Yeah. Rockport's leading scorer there, too. Great save. Was that? Did I hear a stick? Did you maybe get the stick on the puck that time?
But another turnover.
Yeah.
Nick, this time, Poliski was able to make the save. Tremendous chance by Corona on that turnover. He just slid down the right wing circle right across the crease. Back from the point through a screen shot by Sam Mellon. Is blocked out in front. Now Rockport with the pressure in the Gloucester zone. Chalmers, backhanded feed over to the left side, trying to get it ahead to Cornetta, and he just chips it out of the zone, sent right back in by the Vikings' Jackson Rice. Gloucester trying to form it up as Rockport changes up. No score. 3 minutes played here in this first period. And fairly well-balanced game. Back into the Gloucester zone. Chalmers with it. Slides it over for Costanzo. Forechecking down low, though, is Drew Bolio. And Costanzo still with it behind the cage. And bad pass over in the right wing corner. pounced on by Gouelli and cleared out of the zone. Mondello, a check at Costanzo with it across the line, end to end, tries to stuff it. Puck is loose in front, still loose, chipped back out to the circle. Chalmers tees it up, save. Backhanded feed, goes around to the right side. Terrific save, once again, by goaltender Max Kavikas.
Boy, yeah, in close, too. It was Field there, had a nice opportunity on the rebound, but Kavikas got his pads in the way.
So, Gloucester coming out with a little bit of a hitch in their giddy-up, and not a bad crowd. As it has filled in pretty nicely here. Long shot gloved by Kavikas, and we'll have a face-off in the Rockport end as Leon Lyons put a long shot in from just inside the blue line. Rockport will change up. Gloucester will change up. And got to see who's out there for each team. Fishermen win the faceoff, and it comes around to the right side, back out to the point. Sam Poliski tees it up through a screen, and it's centered by Mondello, but it goes over to the right side to Corona. Corona just flips it into the Gloucester end. First man back there is Sam Poliski for Gloucester. Can't get it out of the zone, though, and he's going to be checked, I think it is, by Jacob Weil. It is. And kept in at the left point this time. Losing all my numbers here by Jaden Camp. Puck comes out to center ice, across the line. Lyons with a terrific wrist shot from about midway into the zone, left boards. And it's gloved by Kavikas.
Yeah, Kavikas saw it the whole way, unfortunately, for Lyons. Good job by the Rockport defense keeping the pressure away from him.
First line back out there for Rockport. Cam, Recupero, and Corona. Gloucester, though, shot right down low. Kavikas makes the save. It's loose in the slot, and he pounces on it. Was that Field again?
I think that was Chris Noyes out front that time.
Noyes?
A big shot at it on a rebound again.
Oh,
Kavikas is coming up big with, I'd say, at least three or four big saves on the first 5 minutes.
I'm seeing some weird numbers out there. I can't tell with that. The one that's all scrunched up, see it right there, the little guy?
I believe that's 16.
16?
Mitchell, I want to say. That's usually who's been on
okay.
that line.
Okay, yep. Okay, you're right. All right, comes back. Gloucester wins the faceoff. Noyes tries to center it. Goes off the end boards behind the cage. Big Jared English clears it out to center ice. Eric Chalmers for Gloucester back in his own end looking for Cornetta, can't come up with it, and avoiding a check at center ice as Corona comes into the zone with Cam, chipped out to center ice. English again off the boards, gets it over to Corona, skating between the circles, puck handling, and Chalmers bumps him off the play and into the boards, but it comes back to the right point. Oh, misfires, but down low it goes, centering pass out in front, shot, and a block is saved. Cam couldn't quite get a hold of it. Back the other end comes Cornetta, right wing side. He is going to be taken into the boards by English. Centering pass anyway. Teed up from the left point. Goes wide. That was Chalmers with the big boomer. And it's cleared by Rockport. No icing as it goes in on goaltender Noah Poliski. Well, we played about 5 minutes. No score. Pretty good action.
Yeah, Rockport. Very good back and forth action. Gloucester with a little more sustained pressure, but Rockport's making the most of its chances.
It is at center ice at the moment. Backhander by Chris Fabry goes into the Gloucester end. And Fisherman will change up. They've got it in their own zone at the moment, trying to get it out. Kent, stolen right in front. Again, weak backhander by Fabry. Goes wide, and that'll spring Field back the other way. Across the line, looking to make a play. Loses the puck, picks it up himself behind the cage. Drops it back to the point. Poliski tees it up. It's blocked and ricochets into the left wing corner. Rockport brings it out. Potential 3-on-2 across the right wing side. And they clear it into the zone. What do we have here? Is that offside?
I think Poliski covered it
up. Oh, Poliski, okay.
Outside of the crease.
Look down to see who was carrying the puck. Look for the number on my depth chart. It is 8:24 showing up on the scoreboard clock. No score showing in the scoreboard column. And again, a nice crowd for a Wednesday night. Pretty cool.
Absolutely. One of the big ones we've seen this year.
I know. All right. There's a shot by Rockport that goes wide, but that was a tester by Paolo Recupero, and Gloucester is able to clear it out to center ice. Lyons is fighting for it. Can't come up with it. Fighting Zambernardi. Lions gets it. Shot from the left point. Bounces up in the air, and it's going to be picked off by goaltender Kavikas. And who's over at the left point? Trying to check that out for Gloucester.
That was Ryan Muniz with that shot on goal there.
Yeah, Muniz. Face off to the right of Kavikas. Down to 8 minutes and 1 second left here in this first period with no score. From the Talbot in Gloucester. Big game tonight. Salem State, Swampscott and Danvers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Saw Danvers Peabody the other night. Both schools playing very well. Peabody struggling to win. Danvers playing very well. Very emotional night, of course, honoring the memory of Kevin Flynn. Liam Lyons drops it back to the right point, and we have a scrum out in front and a whistle.
I think the net came dislodged.
Okay.
Now looks like the faceoff's going all the way down the other end, so Gloucester must have knocked it off.
Well, we've seen that a lot on the Gloucester end.
Yeah, we have. I think they've been onto it after the Peabody game. Peabody got a goal called back when the net come off.
But faceoff is just outside the blue line. And this one is won by Nate High for Rockport. Comes back to the Gloucester line. Harrison Marshall flips it to the Rockport line, and everybody just kind of jockeying for it at the moment. Derek Hopkins comes up with it, drops it back to Lyons, circling at center across the line. 1-on-4, he shoots. Oh man, rebound bouncing out in front. Kavikas didn't know where it is, and it just trickles back in on him, and he covers it up. Boy, Lyons is flying tonight.
Yeah, he sure is. Kavikas is up to the task.
Wow.
He's had a bunch of good saves.
Yes, sir.
He's the reason why it's scoreless right now with Gloucester.
Well, check out those shots on goal.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I don't know if that tells the whole story, but Gloucester sustained pressure is coming through.
13 shots for Gloucester, 3 for Rockport halfway through this first period. But no score. Kavikas has been outstanding. Centering pass, noise on the doorstep, can't stuff it home as Kavikas flashed out a left leg pad and then pounced on it. Terrific save by Kavikas as Noyes was just trying to stuff it in short side. No score. But that was almost a goal for Gloucester. Face off to the left of Kavikas. So Rockport relying on Kavikas at the moment. Comes back to the left point to Jack Sperry. Sends it around into the Rockport end. English fighting for it behind the cage. Sam Bernardi has it on the other side, but he loses it to Cornetta. Centering pass looking for Noyes. Sam Bernardi gets it back. And it comes back to the line. And a weak shot in this time by Gloucester, and Kavikas covers it up. So no score in this one. 6:53. No scoring, no penalties. Fast pace up to this point. E.J. Field fighting for it in the Rockport end. Hammered into the boards by Zambernardi. Will Zambernardi gets it over to the right wing side but can't get it up out of the zone. Rockport loses possession at the line as it's backhanded back in deep by Poliski. Goes all the way around the boards and cleared out to center ice by Guelli. Andrew Guelli gets it out. E.J. Field has it right back. Centering pass, left wing side. Lyons can't get it. Looks like Costanzo is going to be crunched by Guelli. Still has it, though. Heads to the net. Backhanding, stick handling, I should say. And he's broken up in front. Bodies flying everywhere at the moment. Where is it? English has it. Check it. Zambernati has it. Gets it out of the zone. Poliski can't keep it in. But Rockport having a deuce of a time trying to get some offense going. Here we go. Chance now with Guelli. Looking for a left wing feed. Goes too far. Corona can't catch up with it, and the fisherman will get it. Oh, this is going to be icing. Bad pass.
Well, yeah, I think just a miscommunication there. They look like they had a clean breakout.
Well, not so, as faceoff will come back in the Gloucester end. I'm Rick Moore, along with Nick Kukuru, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. Scores galore, of course. Plenty of information on our MSO News Sports website. Spread the word, would ya? Faceoff to the left of Noah Poliski. Chalmers whistles it around the boards. Hopkins fighting for the puck with Lyons left wing corner. Corona goes in and tries to steal it for the Vikings. He does. He gets it over to Sam Mellon, who shoots it wide from the left point. Chalmers backhands it around left wing side over to Muniz, back to Chalmers. He looks up ahead. Left wing feed. Gets it back. And play is still at center. Chalmers puts some fancy footwork and stick work. Has it. Just slides it around the boards all the way around to the right side. And it's going to be hacked out by picked up by Sam Mellon. And Mellon, look out. Corona gets hit. And where's the puck? Mellon has it behind the cage. Still with it, looking to get it up ahead, does. Rockport finally brings it out. Right wing side and just falling down. Get the number of that guy. It's Recupero who just falls down and loses the puck. Comes back to Gloucester. They get it. Long feed up ahead. Hopkins with it across the line. Shoots it from the right side. Flashing out the right leg is Kavikas making the save. Who's got it? Back to the right side it comes. Shot by Sperry goes wide. And it's cleared out of the zone. Not out of the zone, but up to the line by Cam. Here comes Rockport with a two-on-one. Cam leading the attack. He's got a winger with him. Can't settle it down. And busted up on a nice defensive play by the back checking of, I think it is, Muniz.
Yeah, I believe that was Muniz that just got in the way. Great positioning.
All right. Flying down the left wing side for Gloucester is Colby Mitchell. He tries to center it, but it is broken up by English. Poliski now gambling. Sam Poliski going in deep. Covering up his Noyes. Centering pass. Chipped away. Back out to center. Noyes shoots it wide. Poliski playing a forward position right now. And
boy, that was another wicked deflection that completely changed direction and just went wide on the short side again.
Lewis guy out there. Mitchell controlling the puck behind the cage. Being bothered by Nate Hyde. Where is it? Comes off the sideboards. Nice shot by Noyes. Goes just wide. Side of the cage. And it is cleared by Rockport. And this is icing. Shots on goal. That's hard to believe. 18 for Gloucester and 3 for Rockport. 3:19 left to go in a scoreless game. And a lot of those saves have been tough.
Yeah, oh, they sure have. He's pad saves, glove saves. He has a blocker out there a couple times.
Yeah, he's done the butterfly, the splits with the left leg in particular. My goodness. Face off to the right of Kavikas. Won by Gloucester. Chalmers fires it from just over the top of the circle. Left side comes all the way around. Still in the Rockport end, down deep. Whole bunch of guys fighting for it. Cornetta can't come up with it. Chalmers does. He is hit hard by Guelli, who's played a terrific first period so far. Guelli gets it out of the zone. He's got a two-on-one. Winger with him. Gets it up left wing side to Fabry. Fabry shoots, and he is blocked up tight. Good defensive play by Harrison Marshall.
Yeah, Marshall deflecting it up and over the net. But, another breakout for Rockport. That's two odd-man rushes in about a minute. I don't think they got a shot on goal on either of them, though. Good recovery by the Gloucester defense on both of them.
Guelli, nice feed to Fabry. Inside the three-minute mark, this face-off will be to the right of Poliski. Puck is bouncing around. Nobody with it at the moment. Diego Corona has it. Sends it around the boards. And Fisherman will get it out of the zone. Parisi has it at center ice. Costanzo loses it. Corona loses it for Rockport. And it comes back to the other side on the left wing side. Sam Mellon has it. Slides it into the Gloucester end. Chalmers the first man back for Gloucester. Long feed goes up ahead to Hopkins. Now a 2-on-1 for Gloucester with Field on the right side. Centering pass shot. How did he miss the net?
Oh, my. Kavikas saved
it. That was a save. Oh, my word. What a save. 2-on-1. Terrific feed. On the 2-on-1. All Field had to do was just slide it home. And out of nowhere comes Kavikas again to make the save. Wow. 2:15 left to go, first period. 19 shots for Gloucester, 3 for Rockport, but no score. Another draw, won by the Fisherman, comes to center ice. Slid around to the right wing side by Sperry. Goes all the way around the boards. Down low, Gloucester fighting for it. I can't see the number of who's got it from my vantage point. Centering pass, looking for Parisi, but it's E.J. Field with it. Mid-zone, left side. Centering pass, backhander by Costanzo. There's a goal. Redirect by Field, and it's 1-0 Gloucester from Costanzo.
Yeah, it was only a matter of time there. Gloucester just buzzing around the net.
Yeah. On the 20th shot of the first period, at 13-10, Gloucester goes out on top. Can't say enough about the work of Kavikas tonight so far. So Gloucester leads 1-0. And Rockport wins the faceoff at center ice. Jackson Rice gets it up out of the zone. I think we have a penalty coming up on Gloucester, though. Cross check. And this penalty is on Gloucester. It's on Lions. Penalty is at 13-22.
It's 12 seconds after the goal.
They got number 12 up there, but it's 22. It's Lions.
Yep.
So power play for the Vikings. And they'll set up shops. Shot from center ice by Cammy. Misfires. And who has it? Poliski gets it out of the zone. With a minute 23 left to go. Excuse me, in the first period. 1:11 left to go in the penalty. To Gloucester. Well, it's not Parisi, it's Lions. And that is a cross check. Rockport gets it out in front of the net, but it's cleared away by Chalmers. And it's out of the zone. E.J. Field rushing up ice, chasing Corona. And it goes all the way around up to the Rockport blue line. Left wing feed to Corona. Redirects it in on Poliski, and he's 20 feet out of the net and slides and covers it up.
Yeah, we haven't seen... He did that a bunch last year. I think that's the first time we've seen it out of him this season. That was a smart play in a race for the puck. He won the race because Corona was going in all by himself if he didn't.
Yep. All right, so 48 seconds left in the first period. 40 seconds left in the penalty. Face off to the right of Poliski. Bolio gets sent out of the face-off circle, and Fabry goes into it and wins it. Drops it back to the point, redirected by Sal Costanzo. Foot race all the way back into the Gloucester end, and it is tracked down by Jackson Rice. But, well, he still has it, and now he'll look to get it out of the zone. Does. Comes over to Fabry, loses it. Noyes has it in the Rockport end, trying some fancy footwork. Falls down, collected by Corona, I believe it is. Sent up ahead to Fabry. He's by himself, deflected into the left wing zone. It was a one-on-three that time, and Rockport's in the power play. 6 seconds left in the power play, 12 seconds left in the period. Rockport not getting any shots off here. Sperry has it for Gloucester. Penalty is over. Lions goal-sucking, calling for the puck. Can't get it as he was out of the penalty box, and that'll do it in the period. Whoa, what a period. My. So after one from the Talbot in Gloucester, it is the Gloucester Fishermen 1 and the Rockport Vikings 0. We'll be back.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613. Stop in at 268 Rantoul Street or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
All right, after one, it is 1-0 Gloucester in a very fast-paced first period. And I do think that the shots on goal are an indicator of how the game has gone.
I got them a little tighter, but not much. I got them 16-5.
Okay.
But that's still pretty lopsided.
The Gloucester goal scored by E.J. Field at 13:10. A redirect on some terrific work by Sal Costanzo in particular. Ryan Parisi also got the other assist. And again, that was the only goal of the period. Penalty toward the end of the period to Sean Lyons for the cross check. That came at 13:22, but did not result in any scoring. And again, Rockport with a pretty good record of 4-2-1 up to this point, and Gloucester kind of struggling. And I think that Saugus game was a bit of a disappointment to them.
Yeah, I agree, because I think that's those are the types of teams they're going to see if they get into the tournament, and that's, team, because I know Gloucester believes they're one of the top teams in the NEC regardless of tier, and I think that was kind of a bit of an eye-opener where, you know, Saugus kind of took it to them. I think they thought they could compete in that one.
Yeah, and again, Saugus, you know, jumped on them, and like Coach Lyons was saying, everybody was kind of flat that night. It just didn't work. Tonight, different story. Gloucester fast out of the gates and moving on. Now, Nick, let's go around Cape Ann here if we can.
Yeah.
Maybe go over to Manchester. Talk a little bit about boys and girls basketball.
Yeah, so, the girls are rolling 7-3. They picked up a couple big wins over Pawtucket and North Reading in those crossover games. So they're looking strong. They're going to get into the tournament. The boys are in a struggle right now. They've lost 6 in a row after a good 4-1 start. They're now 4-7 and kind of struggling to stay alive heading into the second half. Of the season. It's kind of a big turnaround. They got up to a hot start, and they've kind of, you know, haven't been able to get over the hump the last couple weeks.
I've seen Gloucester boys basketball a couple of times, and they look to be pretty interesting.
They are. Some nights they look great. Some nights they struggle. I guess that's what it is. You know, they're a jump-shooting team. They shoot the ball from the outside, and when you're on, boys are fun to watch. But when they're off, some nights, you know, those shots aren't going to fall. And that's the way it's been so far. They're 3-6. They got a huge stretch coming up. I think they've already played the iron of the NEC large. So they have some of those games, those crossover games that, you know, are very winnable. Peabody, Revere, Danvers. They're going to have to sneak a few wins out of those to get back into it. And, you know, that's those types of wins are the wins that have gotten them into the tournament the last, you know, three seasons. So they're going to have to do it again this year.
All right, what about girls' basketball as I try to reconnect here?
They're 4-6. So they're actually, they've already doubled their win total from last season. So they're right in the mix. They had a tough one to Lynn Classical on Friday. Lynn Classical kind of walked all over them. But, you know, they're a lot better. It seems that they've kind of clicked and, you know, found a way to win after that 0-3 start. They're 4-3 since, so they're playing a lot better, and they're looking like they're going to, you know, be in the mix at least the whole way.
Thank you, Foz. We got our hot chocolate. We're good. So what else catches your eye, Nick, in sports, either around the around the conference or around the league or around Cape Ann?
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of tough. I feel like everyone around here is, you know, just kind of treading water a little bit, you know, hovering around 500. From what I've seen on the hockey side, I don't see any, you know, real true dominant team emerging, I think, which could make for a really interesting tournament, because I think there are a lot of teams, even some of the teams that are below 500 right now, that can beat some of those top teams in the, at least in the North section this year, hockey-wise.
Well, again, I think the game tonight, Danvers and Swampscott, should be fairly
interesting.
Yeah,
that'll be telling.
And Swampscott in Division Three.
Yes.
So similar to what we have here, and
exactly.
Swampscott just rolling over everybody up to this point.
Yeah, they're on a roll. Right now, what are they, 8-1, I want to say, Swampscott is?
I think they might even be higher than that, but I'm not sure for sure. I think I saw 9-1 tonight, but I'm not sure. And I'm just, we are reconnected, so we welcome back our listeners, and sorry about that. It's, for some reason, having a rough signal out of here, and we don't usually have that problem, but we are tonight. So stay with us, and if we lose connections, we will have this game posted immediately after the game. I'll be home very shortly after the game, and we'll get the on-demand up there. But right now, we are live once again. We're going to take another break. Between periods 1 and 2 right now, it's Gloucester 1 and Rockport 0.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sauk Asian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sauk Asian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SaukAsianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sauk Asian Sportswear is the place to go.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
MSONewsports.com, MSO Radio.
Well, we're heading toward the middle of the season already. It's incredible. And Gloucester trying to get back near that 500 mark. And, of course, Rockport trying to pull off an upset and make a statement here against their so-called big brothers from the Talbot Rink. 1-0, Gloucester leading the goal by E.J. Field. Big advantage zone-wise for Gloucester. They spent a lot of time in the Rockport defensive end, but just the one goal. And now Fosbury going with your shots on goal, wisely. And he has reposted the shots up there, 16 for Gloucester. And
I don't know if mine are official. I was tweeting a couple times, too.
Well, I don't know. Whatever, it was a terrific, terrific first period by the Rockport goaltender, Max Gavikas, only a sophomore from Ipswich. And we should point out, again, this is a co-op, Ipswich, Manchester, Essex, and Rockport players. And I'm not sure there's a majority. It looks to me like there's not even a majority. It's pretty well evenly split between Ipswich and Rockport.
Yeah, it is.
With a couple of Manchester Essex
usually
players.
Usually it's been split three ways, but they don't have as many Manchester Essex players
right.
This season.
Right. Pardon me while I sip on my hot, hot chocolate. That is good stuff. So we got plenty of games coming up here during the rest of the winter. Check out the website, basketball aplenty, hockey aplenty, and we'll be covering some of the, be covering most of the big games, of course. And, of course, check out North Shore Today every morning on MSONewsSports.com. Okay, we change directions. Gloucester defending to the right, which means Rockport is defending to my left. And we'll start off with Drew Beaulieu at center with Chris Fabry and Andrew Uwelli for Rockport up front. Gloucester counters with Val Costanzo, Ryan Parisi, and Ed Field, E.J. Field. Face-off is won by Gloucester. It goes all the way back into their own zone as they form it up, try to bring it out. But no, a turnover at in the Gloucester zone. Long shot by Chris Fabry, and Poliski's forced to make a save. Teed up from the right point. Terrific shot goes. Well, it's actually deflected. That was from Jackson Rice. And now Gloucester brings it out across the line. is Parisi. Fires it around from left to right. Field trying to centering back to Parisi. He comes up with it. Centering pass across the crease. And Field taps it back to the right point. Slid down by Marshall into the right wing corner. Goes around the cage. And it's taken by the Vikings, and they'll get it out to center ice. Fabry is blocked and stolen by Chalmers across the line. He's with it all the way toward the net. He's blocked in front by Rice with a nice breakup, but it's a centering pass. Comes back to Costanzo between the circles. He heads right to the net, shoots, tries to pick the far corner. What a save by Kavikas, and it's cleared by the Vikings. Wow.
Oh, yeah, they gave Costanzo a lot of room to let one off. And Kavikas with a quick glove again. That would look like a well-placed shot that was going in that top the top right corner of the goal.
Costanzo's going to be seeing that one tonight. My, my, my. Terrific save by Kavikas. This draw will be to his left. Jamison Cam against Liam Lyons. Cam wins it cleanly. Back to the point. And stolen at the Gloucester line. Long backhanded feed deflects off some legs and goes wide. That was just a pass in from long range by Sperry, but it was a dangerous pass. Lyons crunched. Oh, he just misses being crunched into the boards by English. And the puck is back out to center ice. Hope that wasn't my car he's talking about.
Yeah, me too.
I couldn't hear.
I'm only paying half attention.
Yeah, well, you can't. I don't know what he was saying. Anyway, 2 minutes into this second period, Gloucester with it, and Hopkins makes a bad pass, and it's taken right out of the zone by Rockport. And they'll flip it in and change up. Chalmers gets it, long right wing pass. Overdue Hopkins. He tries to center it back to Lyons. Can't, and it is broken up by Sam Mellon. Rockport ices it again.
Well, yeah, they tried to spring. Looks like Drew below, or is it Paulo Recupero? Recupero on a breakaway, and they didn't connect. He was behind the Gloucester defense. They took a shot, you know. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of sustained pressure, so can't blame them for taking that shot.
Only there. Down by one. Once again, the faceoff is in the Rockport end. Chris Noyes against Nate Hyde comes back to the left point. Oh, no, it's Jason Cam in there. And Jackson Rice gets it out to center. Gets a right-wing feed to Goeli. Back to Rice, goes too far ahead. And that allows Colby Mitchell to go in and pick it up. Loses it, though. Chris Noyes has it in the Gloucester end. Shoots it over to the left side and out of the zone. Up ahead for Mitchell. He loses it back to Mellon. And Gloucester brings it right back. Cornetta across the line between the circles. Looking to make a play. Hacked at. Chipped to the sideboards by Rockport. I believe that was Mellon who did that. Comes around to the left side. And Chalmers is just able to keep it in. Comes up with it. Goes to the circle right from the left side. And he is bumped off the play by Mellon, who checks him into the boards. Cornetta has it for Gloucester behind the net. Trying to center it. Comes out to the right side. Right point closing as Harrison Marshall goes behind the cage. Covered up on that right point by Noyes, who gets it. Goes between the circles. Wrist shot. Stick save along the ice by goaltender Kavikas. And it's cleared. I don't know who cleared it. I couldn't see who did that.
Snow
apparently
ice.
Gloucester. Apparently, yeah. Looked like it might have been a Gloucester pass. I don't know. Anyway, Marshall has to go all the way back behind his own net. We've played almost 4 minutes here in the second period. 1-0 Gloucester. Defense playing catch behind the Gloucester net. This pass is too far ahead for one of the fishermen. E.J. Field can't catch up with it, so this will be icing against Gloucester.
Yeah, you know, Gloucester, you know, sustained in that offensive pressure, but Rockport really isn't making many mistakes in their own end. You know, Gloucester hasn't, you haven't seen a guy wide open in the slot. You haven't seen, you know, those easy,
good
easy
point.
Goals. You know, they're at least making it difficult on Gloucester to find those areas.
Absolutely. Face off to the right of Noah Poliski, won once again by the fishermen. They've won the majority of the faceoffs tonight, but Sperry's being harassed, and he has to slide it over to Poliski. Can't get it up ahead to Costanzo, and nice forechecking by Rockport's Recupero. He sends it down low, comes back out to the right point to Zambernardi. Sends it right back to Recupero, and it comes back out, and Gloucester will clear the zone. Over the line is Costanzo, bumped off the play nicely by Will Zambernardi. But Costanzo picks it back up, goes behind the Gloucester cage. Still with it. Centers it. Nobody home, comes around to the right side. Sperry from the sideboards, mid-zone. Hits the side of the net, goes behind the cage. Centering pass by Parisi, and this one is intercepted by the goaltender Kavikas, and he holds on. So the score is still 1-0. We're about 5 minutes into this second period. Nice crowd on hand. It's a cold night. There's no fire over on the roof outside.
Oh, exactly. That's a win right there.
Yeah. All is well. As here we are just past mid-January already. So Liam Lyons bumps English. And Fabry, rather, goes down. Comes back to the point in the Gloucester zone. From the circle left, between the circles, again, wrist shot and saved by Kavikas. Shot from that left point by Ryan Muniz, just at the top of the left circle.
Yeah, and again, it was a clear path. Kavikas saw it the whole way. No, nobody obstructed his view. Rockport keeping that area clean again.
Play back on in the Gloucester end. Right down the slot. Lyons, a weak backhander, goes wide. They backed off Lyons. He headed right to the net, but he didn't get a good shot on it. They're keeping it in the Gloucester zone, though. Hopkins putting the pressure on. Back to the right point. Rashad blocked up tight. Tip pass over left wing side to Lyons on the left point. Stick handling. And he dribbles it out of the zone. And it's Fabry fighting Hopkins for it. Hopkins wins that particular battle. And it comes back to the Gloucester line. Long feed looking up ahead for Guelli. Can't come up with it. Lyons does. 2-on-2 shot again goes wide. He got a blistering shot.
Yeah, that one was only inches wide too. There wasn't much separating the
centering pass
space between the posts.
Centering pass by Mondello, broken up by Rice of Rockport, and he's looking for a long pass over to Nick Bonzi. Goes too far, but it's going to be kept in at the right point by the Vikings. Jackson Rice sends it down low. Battle for the puck. And Gloucester wins it and comes out to center ice. Chipped right back in by Zambernardi. And Gloucester has to regroup. Ryan Muniz trying to come out of the zone. Being harassed by the Vikings. And Hopkins has it. Slides it up ahead. That's not Hopkins. Who was that? 14 for Gloucester. Jake Enos, a freshman. Or is it 16? No, it was Enos.
That's 14, yeah. That's the first time we've seen him out there this year.
Yeah, and back in the Gloucester end, Ryan Muniz has it. Gets it over to Enos. And nice pass up ahead to Noyes. Flying down the right wing side, right along the wing boards. Stick handling and comes up with it. Save right into the midsection of Kavikas from short range. Another save by Kavikas. Fisherman keeping it in the zone. Off the glass, Cornetta, first man down there chasing English for it. Cornetta has it. Slides it out in front. Noyes is being bothered nicely by Cam, but it comes back to Chalmers. And he is blocked up tight nicely by Guelli. Guelli's played a good game.
Yeah, he sure has.
He's all over the ice. At center ice, Guelli comes up with it. Loses it to his counterpart, number 21, Chalmers. And Noyes flips it into the Gloucester, to the Rockport end. Kavikas out of the net. Halfway through the hockey game, 1-0 Gloucester. And Fisherman trying to form an attack in the Rockport zone, which is where the puck has been for most of the night. Harrison Marshall slides it all the way around. Comes back to Chalmers, tees it up. Blast hits one of the Fishermen out in front. And the Vikings clear it. Get it out of the zone. Tapped out of the zone. Off the boards, Fabry, as the Vikings will change up. Looking to make a play, Vikings with it. I can't see the number. Trying to center it, Kent, and Chalmers takes it away for the Fisherman. He'll send it ahead to Parisi, gets it to Costanzo, closing, shoots, and he can't get the shot off. Loose puck, Costanzo gets it back, shoots it up over the goal. Great stick handling by Costanzo, but good defense by Rockport as well. Chalmers intercepts. He heads toward the net, and he is busted up by Corona on a nice defensive back check. That allows Mellon to bring it out of the zone for Rockport. Looking up for Kim as Rockport changes up. Corona goes down, goes into the right wing corner. Vikings have it in the Gloucester end, trying to get some offense going. They're only down by one. Cam has it. Jamison Cam sends it back. Gloucester intercepts. Looking for the puck is that 19 or 9? I think it's Nate Hyde, number 9. No, it's 19. Yeah, it was Hyde. 19's out there as well. Hyde intercepts between the circles. He shoots. Can't be redirected. Goes wide. And E.J. Field comes up with it for Gloucester up high. Brings it out of the zone. He is bumped by Hyde, who goes down. Field intercepted. Oh, beautiful play by Sam Mellon for Rockport. He gets it ahead, right wing side. Comes over to the left side for English. Can't make a play as Zambernardi and English were up front. Gloucester brings it back the other way. Hopkins on a one-on-three. Nice back-checking by Recupero. Looking for Corona, but they're in the Gloucester end. Parisi centers it. And nobody home, stolen nicely by Cam, who brings it out of the zone. He's flying with a right wing. Recupero centering pass. He can't redirect it. Couldn't quite catch up with it. 5 minutes left to go. Second period. Rockport picking up the pace. Doing some terrific back changing. Look out. Lions across the line. Stick handling. Shoots. What a save by Kavikas. And Lions is just...
Boy, yeah.
Can't
not much more
it.
He could have done on that one now. Great pass, too, by it was Sperry, tape to tape, and hit Lions in stride. Lions made a nice move to boot after some good coverage by Rockport.
Yeah, he deked it right and then lifted left and jumped over the stick of the defender and then put the shot on, and Kavikas made the save, concentrating all the way. Now, shot from the right point, save Kavikas. And it's cleared by the Vikings as it'll be... Harrison Marshall, well, he didn't have to go back and pick it up with the icing, but it was Marshall with the shot from the right point. 24 shots on goal by Gloucester, 6 by Rockport.
Yeah, this period's even been more of a discrepancy than the last one, but Gloucester can't seem to, you know, solve Kavikas.
Tell you one thing, the Rockport defenders back-checking do a terrific job.
Absolutely.
They just can't get any sustained offense. To this point, they've had some good offense though in the last 4 or 5 minutes. So the Vikings trying to get it out of the Gloucester end. Ooh, crazy passing going on, intercepted by Cornetta down the slot. Another save by Kavikas, and a penalty coming up on somebody. It's on Gloucester, and we got a hook. Wow. Whew. So the penalty on the fisherman, second in the game, comes at 10:39 of the second period. The penalty box is open here for John Mondello? No, Chris Noyes. So Noyes is called for the hook. Face off to the left of Poliski. Back to the right point to Mellon. Slides it over to the left side. Shot from a long range. Redirected wide. As Rice teed it up and goes around the left wing side. Fishermen have it, bumped into the boards. Corona knocks a Gloucester man into the boards, and the fishermen are able to clear it. Jamison Cam will go collect it, being bothered by E.J. Field. Forechecking Costanzo steals it for Gloucester in the Rockport end, but that springs loose. Who is that? That springs loose Corona down the left wing side, and he can't make a play. Costanzo brings it out of the zone. Stick handling all the way toward the net. Checked off the play beautifully by Rice. My, they made it look easy. But it doesn't set up the offense. And that'll mean Rockport has to form it up at center ice. Sam Mellon loses it. Fishermen have it in their own zone. Playing catch with it. Nice pass off the boards to Lyons. Short-handed bid. This time he can't swing it around the defense, who was ready for that move. That little nifty give-and-go move by Lions. 17 seconds left in the Gloucester penalty. No shots on goal yet in this power play for Rockport. 3 minutes left to go, second period. Vikings have it. Comes back to a high slot, and it's chipped away by Jared English. Shoots it wide. Comes back to the right point. Through a screen. Who's got it? As Zambernardi put it on goal. English has it. And Zambernardi is hit from behind by Hopkins.
And he's going to go right back in.
Yeah, that was...
That was not a smart player
right
there.
No. Nope. So after Noyes finished the play, finished the penalty, Hopkins goes right back in another 2 minutes, or a minute and a half, I should say, for Gloucester. Man, that was not what you want to see, I guess, if you're a Gloucester fan. If you're a Rockport fan, we'll take it. So another minute and a half. Penalty. Kill for Gloucester and power play for Rockport.
Yeah, I mean, this is still a game here.
Mm-hmm. You better believe it. 1-0 is the score. Gloucester leading it. Fisherman clear the zone. 2:35 left to go. Second period. Third penalty in a row against Gloucester. 2:21 left to go. Play is at center ice. English with it. Or check it, it's Zambernardi. Will Zambernardi stick handling at center ice. Long backhanded feed picked up by Marshall of Gloucester. He slides it over to the other end. Ryan Muniz gets it out to center ice. Zambernardi all the way back at center. Flips it back into the Gloucester end, but it's cleared by the fisherman. And the first man down there is Gloucester. 2-on-1 as Lions try to set up a teammate. Shot from the high circle. Oh, another save. A shoulder save by Zavika says. Who was that who put the shot on? That was...
Colby Mitchell, I believe it was.
Yeah. Oh, my. And a 2-on-1 right down the slot the other way. Is saved by Poliski. Now I got to get the number of the Rockport attack. Here comes
Diego Corona.
Corona.
Splitting the defense.
Yeah, and Lions flying back. The other way, shorthanded bid. Up off the glove of Zavika, just protecting his face. Gloucester still shorthanded for 10 seconds. Lions has to come out. He's gassed. And Rockport bottled up in the Gloucester end, and Rockport's in the power play for one more second as they try to break it out. And it's a high feed looking for Recupero. Can't come up with it. Penalty is over with 1 minute left to go in the period. Noyes can't collect it. Zambernardi does. Loses it. Noyes with a shot. I don't know if that hit the side of the net or that was a save. Zambernardi gets it over on the right wing side for Guelli, who gets it out of the zone. And Gloucester feeds it back to center ice. Mellon, Sam Mellon slides it into the Gloucester end. Forechecking down there low is Guelli. Guelli behind the cage, fighting for the puck with a couple of Gloucester players. Cornetta there to help out. Now three fishermen are back there, and they'll come away with it. 25 seconds left in the period. Chris Noyes leading the attack. 1-on-3, bounces it off the end boards, and English fires it around the boards, but it's picked up once again by Noyes. Penalty is over. 10 seconds left to go in the game. In the second period. Play is in the Rockport end. Gloucester trying to form an attack. 3 seconds left to go, still on the sideboards. Cornetta can't catch up with it as the period expires. My. The score after two periods here from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester remains Gloucester 1 and Rockport 0. We'll come back and recap this one in just a minute or so.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry, Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honey News, seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydew's flavors of the fall today.
Well, after two periods here at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, Gloucester hanging on to a 1-0. I shouldn't say hanging on, but Rockport with some terrific chances to try to score the game in the second period. But no scoring in the second period. The only goal of this hockey game came at 13:10 of the first period when E.J. Field just tipped home a nice pass from Sal Costanzo into a vacated side, short side. From his vantage point, as the goaltender was going over the right, he tipped it in. Under the left leg by Field. Costanzo and Parisi getting the assist. Ryan Parisi, that was at 13:10 of the first period. And that was it. The only other blemishes on the score sheet here really are Gloucester penalties. Liam Lyons was called for forechecking at 13:22 of the first period. And then Chris Noyes and Derek Hopkins were called on consecutive penalties here. In the second period, Noyes was called for hooking at 10:39, and Hopkins was called for cross-check at 12:19. Did not matter in terms of scoring. In the second period, Gloucester outshot Rockport 13-2 after outshooting Rockport in the first period 16-5. Shots on goal so far through two periods, 29 for Gloucester, 7 for Rockport. 28 saves so far by the Max Kavikas, goaltender for Rockport, and 7 saves so far by Noah Poliski, and it's quite a game.
Yeah, it sure is. somehow it's still a game, and Rockport, that's big. Rockport could really steal a point or two this one, the way that they positioned themselves after the first two periods.
Yeah, and Rockport, let's see here, they have to play Northeast next, and that can't be... something that they're looking forward to.
That'll be a tough game. Northeast, and they have Pawtucket. So they got Northeast and Pawtucket on back-to-back days. So they have a real tough stretch coming up right now.
Well, they beat, they lost to Northeast first time around by a score of 6-3.
Yeah.
That was at the Valley Forum. Where is that?
That's in Malden, I believe.
Malden.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know some of these rinks.
Okay. Rockport lost to Swampscott 11-2. They trounced Minuteman 9-1. They tied Essex Tech, I think. That has to be a pretty good game as well.
Yeah, 2-2 tie there, yep.
Mm-hmm. Beating Hamilton Wenham, not bad. Let's see, they beat Amesbury, and as Coach McIntosh was saying, they're very proud of that one, winning that one by a score of 2-0 right here. And they beat Neshoba in the most recent game by a score of 6-3. And again, Rockport coming in with a record of 4-2-1 overall. They've scored 27 goals, allowed 24. In the conference, in the Commonwealth Conference, they're 2-1-1. They have scored 20 goals and allowed 12. Meantime, Gloucester, again, 3-5 overall. 26 goals scored, 39 given up. In the conference, they're 0-1. That 10-3 loss to Swampscott. Well, Nick, let's turn our attention to our local pro guys down in Foxborough.
Yeah.
You know, I bristle when everybody complains about winning a game ugly.
I know.
Listen, if this game were 16 years ago or 17 years ago before they started this run, and they beat Houston by 18 points, I don't care how ugly it is.
I agree. And, you know, this week will be a different battle, but it's a different matchup every week. You know, I don't know if Pittsburgh can do the things on defense that Houston can do.
Yeah, and I think Houston had a good defense. I think they kept calling it the number one. And by the way,
one in yards allowed.
Yeah. Let me digress here. Did you watch the Green Bay Dallas game?
Yes.
Did it annoy you that Al Michaels was consistently calling the great Aaron Rodgers? Did you hear that? It must have been a half times. The great Aaron Rodgers makes a play. The great Aaron Rodgers this.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Al Michaels doing that?
I was stunned. That was Joe Buck in that game, wasn't it?
Oh, you're right. That was...
They were getting heat from Green Bay fans for being too hard on them.
You're right. It was... Okay, so that makes sense. And never mind. I didn't think Al Michaels would do that.
Me neither.
Joe Buck, yeah, whatever. Okay. Well, back to the Patriots. I mean, they've got... you know they're not going to play... Well, you don't know that, but it seems to me they got that bad game out of their system.
Yeah, I hope so. And they match up better with Pittsburgh offensively. You know, Pittsburgh doesn't have the secondary that Houston has. Pittsburgh always has great linebackers, and they always find a way to beat their great linebackers. But Pittsburgh is not great in the secondary, and their top defensive lineman is out with an injury, their big guy in the middle, Hampton. But then they have that offense. I mean, Le'Veon Bell is out of this world.
And it's the strangest running style you'll ever see.
It is, and it works mm-hmm. to perfection. Mm-hmm. You watch it, you're like, what's he doing? Where's he going? Then 5 yards, and there's nothing there.
Well, you know, I think, I don't remember who it was, but they gave up some big yardage to some runner this year and still beat the team easily. I mean, they shut down everything else, and you can give up 100 yards or so.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you do, you know. Play everything else, but I don't know. I think they should. You know what? If the Patriots play good,
they play good. They'll win.
If they don't, they could lose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing if they advance to the next level. I mean, they can beat anybody. They can beat everybody.
Absolutely.
They can be beaten by anybody too.
Yeah, exactly. Especially the teams left. I mean, with all the firepower left, this is a year of the offense, I guess, because every team left is just an offensive juggernaut.
Well, I'm very surprised by Atlanta's emergence that surprised me.
Yeah, you never know, because they've been pretenders kind of the last, you know, half dozen seasons, where a team that's, you know, record wasn't as good as they were, but that's a big win over Seattle. We'll see. They got our Green Bay at home this week now, so that's key for them.
And Rodgers is hot. He is really hot.
He's red hot.
Yeah.
He's playing about as good as you could possibly
play. Absolutely. Well, it should be fun. Should be fun. We've got what should be a really interesting third period coming up here from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, as Rockport is trailing Gloucester by one. It's a 1-0 game after two. So we'll take our break, and we'll be back with the third period in just a second or two. Stay with us.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
We are back, literally and figuratively, as we start the third period. 29 shots for Gloucester, 7 for Rockport. Gloucester defending to our left, Rockport to the right. But it's a 1-0 game, Fisherman leading, as the both teams are at full strength. Rockport putting the pressure on right away as they're trying to tie this game up. Beaulieu can't come up with it. Centers it, goes, and it's intercepted by the Fisherman, Mondello, John Mondello. Gets it ahead to Gloucester Center. I can't see who the number is. And goes off Costanzo's stick and cleared back to the right point. Marshall for Gloucester. Slides it in behind the cage. E.J. Field trying to forecheck as this puck is cleared out of the zone. Icing is waved off on Rockport.
That's a good wave off.
Yep.
Could have played it there.
Yep. And Rockport going with some quick line changes as Cam is forechecking for the Vikings. Fisherman bring it out of the zone. I still can't see the number. It's all scrunched up. Marshall can't send it ahead. And it was Ryan Parisi, number 12, who lost the puck in the Rockport end. So the Vikings clear it right back into the Gloucester zone. And the Fisherman, Chalmers has it. Goes out to the right point. Teed up from that right point by English. And it goes down low. It's not on goal. Gloucester will bring it out of the zone. Hopkins one-hands it ahead to Parisi, who gets it to Lyons, back to Hopkins, left wing side. Checked by Zambernardi, who fights for the puck, and Hopkins comes away with it. He is being bothered by Recupero, though, and shot from the left point, saved by goaltender Kavikas. And the shot was taken by Sperry, who closed and shot it from about halfway in the zone. Jared English can't get it out of the zone. Comes back to Sperry once again. Flips it ahead to Hopkins. Zambernardi crunches Hopkins into the boards, but Hopkins walks away with it. Heads to the cage. Gets it to Lyons, who's circling. Drops it back to the left point. Sperry off his stick. And slid through by Lyons, who's everywhere. He picks it up. Picks up his own rebound. And the shot from close range is saved by Kavikas. Colby Mitchell with a couple of shots. There's a shot in the slot. Saved by Kavikas off the stick of Lyons. Lyons about 20 feet away.
That might have been his best save of the night.
Wow. Still in the Gloucester end. Poliski along the ice. It goes wide. Lyons has it in the right wing side. This is like a power play right now. Again, Poliski slides it down to Lyons, fighting in that right wing corner. That line has been out there a long time for the Fishermen. And Rockport gives Gloucester a break on that one by icing it.
Yeah, I think Rockport just wanted to get that line change in there. Gloucester was just, boy, what a shift that was from Lyons.
My.
Lyons, looks like Lyons, Mitchell, and Hopkins. Looks like they juggled up some things a little bit.
Okay. Faceoff won by Noyes. Shoots it wide in the Rockport end. And Vikings, Mellon with it. Gets it over on the right wing side. They'll get it out of the zone as Bolio leads the attack. He'll shoot it in. Around the cage it goes and comes to the left wing side. Can't see who's down there. It's out of our view. Looks like it's Fabry fighting for the puck. Chalmers comes up with it for Gloucester. Gets it over to Cornetta. And it comes back to the right point. We're penalty coming up on Gloucester. Mellon fired it from that right point. I'll check it. It was Jackson Rice. But we got another cross-check on Gloucester.
I think that's the third cross-check called on the Fisherman tonight.
You know, how long can you keep doing this and not get burnt? This one is on Chalmers.
The thing is, though, Gloucester's had more scoring opportunities than Rockport when Gloucester's been short-handed.
Well, this is true. This is true. I remember Stan Jonathan used to get a lot of penalties for the Bruins, and they played well shorthanded. Shot from the point is doesn't get through, and it's cleared out of the zone by the Fisherman. Jamison Cam with a tester, but it made it only about halfway through before it hit a bunch of legs. Penalty on the cross check for Gloucester. Comes at 4:20 of the third period. Gloucester leading 1-0. Terrific game by Kavikas in net for Rockport. Field steals it, shorthanded, flips it off the boards into the Rockport end. Sam Mellon, being bothered by Field, sends it ahead right wing side, comes across to the left side, and it's intercepted at the line by Sperry for Gloucester. Just hammers it right back in for the Rockport end. 39 seconds left in the penalty. Rockport trying to get something organized, but can't, and it's off the stick of Cam, can't come up with it. Sent right back into the Rockport end.
Boy, this has not been much of a power play for Rockport here. I don't think that and they had one shot through a crowd that didn't make it to the net.
They're having trouble. Just getting into the Gloucester end once again.
Gloucester's doing a great job in the neutral zone.
Stopped at center ice, yep. And now they'll try to bring it across the line as Beaulieu can't make the feed to Fabry, intercepted at the line. And 4 seconds left in the power play. John Mondello at center ice, being hit by two Rockport players, still manages to send it into the Rockport end. Great individual effort by Mondello that time. Penalty kill, and the penalty is over. Both teams at full strength. Gloucester in the Rockport end. Costanzo floating at center ice. He falls down as he centers the pass, goes into the right wing side. Play is in the right wing corner, Gloucester offensive zone, and the puck, I think, goes into the netting. So the faceoff will be in the Rockport end once again. 1-0. My. Who'd have thought that EJ field goal back in the first would be the only goal so far?
Yeah, I did not see this coming at all.
This late in the game. Well, Kavikas has been tremendous in goal for Rockport. Players in the Rockport end. Fisherman buzzing around the net. Goes into the right wing side. And Chris Noyes can't keep it in for Gloucester. We have the offside. 9:27 left to go in this game. Don't forget North Shore Sports Night on Monday night. We will be back. Tim Kearns and I, and we'll be looking at hockey and basketball and all the sports in the area. Gloucester wins this faceoff at center ice. And John Mondello. It's Harrison Marshall sends it into the Rockport end. And we got a penalty on Rockport, hitting from behind that time. Interference,
that's,
I guess.
It's going to be an interference call there on Rockport.
Interference on Zambernardi. Gives, is it Gloucester's second power play, I believe?
Rockport's
been
pretty disciplined tonight. Yeah, yeah. It's the first Gloucester power play. Rockport's done an excellent job staying disciplined, but they took one there.
Yep. Zambernardi with the interference. Let's see.
He actually gave him a roughing call, I guess. It looked like textbook interference.
Yeah,
to me.
Really.
I don't know.
Penalty's at 5:46. 5:46. So, power play Gloucester first time tonight. Chalmers has it. Right wing side to Poliski in the point. The puck, oh man, it just rolls up into the midsection from down below. And Kavikas holds on. It's like a pinball rolling around in there. And he found it. Puck was loose in his midsection. Another save by Kavikas. The points are Chalmers and Poliski. Lions are checking. Costanzo wins the draw, but Rockport steals it, gets the penalty kill with Kim sending it back into the Gloucester end. Chalmers will form it up. Soft pass up ahead, right side to Sam Poliski. Cruising, sends it in, going to go after it himself behind the cage, but it's sent down the ice immediately by Rockport. And that was Diego Corona with it. So he's killing the penalty nicely for the Vikings. No shots on goal yet for Gloucester with 42 seconds left in its power play. At center ice, Poliski across the line. Right wing side, looking, centering pass. It's blocked. Still in the right wing corner. Lyon centers it. Oh, backhanded shot goes up over the cage by Mondello. Noyes has it. Cruises to the right wing side. Center pass, center point, Poliski. Down low to Lyons, tips it, goes wide. Oh, was that a save? I'm not sure. And comes back to the point, kept in. No, it's out of the zone. Vikings get it out once again. Jamison Kim gets it out of the Rockport end. And that's going to kill that penalty with 3 seconds left in it. Costanzo winding it up. Across the line, right to the net, and he loses it. He is blocked by English. Between the points, shot from long range. Oh, there's a... No, it went wide. Costanzo with a rebound.
Called it off the crossbar.
Oh, my, yes. It hit the crossbar, went up over the net. Costanzo thought he had one. And the score remains 1-0 Gloucester. It's in the fisherman end right now as Vikings try to do something with it. Guelli can't. And it's iced by Gloucester. How about that? This is amazing.
Well, we don't have any replay, so we'll never know.
Wow, I know, and it's looked like it did hit the, looked like it went in from here. Costanzo raised Now there's a discussion between the officials. So the officials are over here talking. I wonder what this is about.
I don't think they could be talking about that. I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, we're down to 7-11 in the game. And what can you say about Kavikas, Nick?
Yeah, not much more. I mean, he couldn't have been better tonight. And
sophomore goal.
Still a game with 7 minutes to go because of him.
Yep.
All because of him.
Well, and you look at the shots on goal. 32 shots by Gloucester, 7 by Rockport. Both coaches are getting
an explanation. They changed it. They called it a goal.
It is a goal. They're going to give him a goal. Coach McIntosh noticeably and understandably upset.
He should be. I would be upset if I was
on that.
Well, I don't know what the time is on that. They got to put time back on the clock.
No idea. Costanzo gets the goal, I think. Blow your whistle there, ref. Not ready yet. All right, so we got to reset the clock. 7:28, so the goal came at 7:32. This is crazy. All right, and Rockport's going to take a timeout at this point. And Coach Mack is... they're going to wave the timeout off. And now the official is saying he called timeout. Okay, so now the timeout is back on. Now, if I remember correctly, Nick, it was Lyons doing the bulk of the work there on that particular sequence.
Yeah, it looked like a little turnover. Yeah. The puck kind of settled in the dot, and then Costanzo let one rip.
Yeah, well, I think the puck came in first, and then the puck kind of came to Costanzo. He was about maybe 10 or 12 feet off to the left of goaltender Kavikas, and he put it up high, and he raised his stick.
I mean, in hindsight, it was a great shot.
Oh, yeah, well... And, Costanzo raised his stick, goal. The other players on the ice raised their sticks, but the play continued. And then there was this discussion by the two officials. And they decided it was, in fact, a goal. Got almost half a full house here tonight. Nice crowd. Gloucester now is out in front 2-0. And, you know, for the fishermen, that's a gigantic goal.
It is, yeah, because, I mean...
There's another one. Oh, empty net. And Cornetta fires it up wide, up over the cage completely. As, I don't know what happened there. Kavikas was out of the net.
Kavikas come out to play it, I think, in a race for the puck. And he got there about the same time as I think it was Chris Noyes. Boy, Rockport still does not have a shot on net this period.
Right. From the faceoff, Noyes fires it into the netting. He's in the left wing circle. He fired into the netting all the way around on the right side, diagonally. Gloucester wins the faceoff. Noyes with it, shoots. And where is it? It's blocked in front. Vikings clear it to center ice. 7 minutes left to go in the hockey game. Gloucester with a 2-0 lead now. Noyes over on the left wing side to Ryan Muniz. Can't get across the line. Drops it back to Jack Sperry at center. He looks to feed it to Lucas Cornetta, left wing side. And it's cleared out of the zone by Rockport. This will not be icing. Sperry has to track it down.
Yeah, I think Gloucester played it with a high stick there. That's why it wasn't an icing.
Okay. All right. So, Noyes whips it into the Rockport end around the boards. Cornetta has it in the left wing corner. Fighting for the puck. Drops it back to the left point. Teed up, glove save. Oh, man. The blast from Muniz. The easy save by Kavikas.
He just kind of snatched that one out of the air like it was nothing.
Routine. Oh, my. What a great turnout by the Rockport student body over to the right, supporting their team. Gloucester High School, pretty good turnout as well, way off to our left, with a whole bunch of parents and friends in between. Another shot off the faceoff.
Another glove save.
Yep, Kavikas to save. 6:23 left to go in the game. Gloucester leading 2-0. Face off. Won by Cam gets it, but it's intercepted at the point, so Gloucester keeps it in the zone. Rockport with some heavy hitting, and I think that was Adam Ramsden with the check. And the Vikings are able to clear it. Marshall sends it over to Chalmers, back to Marshall at his own line. Slides it ahead for Mondello, avoids a check, but doesn't get it into the zone. Now he finally does. Vikings have it. No, they don't. Shot from short range. Lions. You got to be kidding me. He just flicked out his glove like it was nothing.
Boy, yeah, point blank from one of the hotter shots in the league.
And Kavikas makes another save off Lions.
I don't know what more Lions is going to do to get a goal tonight, because he certainly earned a couple.
5:53 left to go in the game. Sophomore Max, look out. Here we go. Down the slot. Chalmers with it. Or check it, Poliski. And it comes around to the other side. Right wing side. Cleared out of the zone by Nate Hyde. E.J. Field slides back into his end and shoots a long left wing diagonal feed that will be icing on Gloucester. 5.5 left to go in the game. Second goal in the game, a weird one. Sal Costanzo from Liam Lyons and John Mondello. That goal came at 7:32 after a discussion, after play continued and a discussion.
That might be the first overturned call I've ever seen in a high school game without replay.
High slot, terrific shot by Corona, save. I don't think it got through to Poliski, I don't think it did. And so, good scoring opportunity, however, by Rockport, goes by the boards. And who has it? Costanzo. Oh, it's broken up once again by Corona. Or check it, this was broken up by Nate Hyde. And it goes into the Gloucester end. And this is icing on Rockport. Well, 2-0. Now, this is a big hill for Rockport to climb. It wasn't. It was big enough with 1-0.
Yeah.
But they had, all they needed was a break.
Yeah, now they're still looking for their first shot of the period.
In the period, yeah. Face off to the left of the Rockport goal. Look out here. We've got a race down on the other end. Fabry, first man down. He gets it in on goal. Saved by Poliski. Do we have a penalty?
I don't know about that call. I thought that was a pretty excellent defense by Muniz on that one.
Well, yep, it's on Muniz. And the foul comes at 10:12 of this third period. So, Rockport now. If they can score here, then they're right back in it. But they haven't had a shot on goal in the period. And we got 4:48 left to go in this period. Face off to the left of Poliski. Puck comes back to center. Cam tees it up. Trying to deflect it out in front. Stick to side. Nice checking defensive play by Sperry. And the Fishermen are able to clear it. 1:16 left to go in the penalty. Rockport trailing by 2. And they need a goal desperately here. And here comes Cam across the ice. Right down a slot. And he misfires. Pushing and shoving, he takes a swipe and then backs off. Both players calming right down very quickly, but Cam a little frustrated there. He's had some great rushes and then just couldn't get the shot off.
Yeah, that was a tough one there, too, because it looked like he put himself in a good position to get a good shot off, and then just didn't get enough wood on it.
He is a senior, one of the captains for Rockport High School. Face off. Off to Poliski's left. One by the Fishermen. Can they clear it? No. Jamison Kim keeps it in, but the Fishermen clear it. And now it's a foot race down to the other end with Liam Lyons chasing down Mellon. Mellon gets it intercepted at the line by Marshall for Gloucester. Flips it back into the Rockport end. They need to get some offense, and they can't get out of their own zone right now. Hemmed in. Finally do. 3:54 left to go in the period. From, a 2-on-2, really. Jackson Rice can't tee it up, so he slides it back to center point. Cam over to the right point. Slap shot from the right point. Doesn't get through. Rebound goes just wide. Oh, there was a chance by Gouelli.
Yeah, I thought for sure that was going to be a goal.
Oh, man. Cam gets it. Left point. 13 seconds left in the Rockport power play. Best chance they've had all night to get a goal. Rice has it. Now he loses it. And it's cleared out of the zone by Gloucester. And that will do it on the penalty kill. My goodness. Penalty is over. Rockport still down by two. With 3:13 left to go in the game. Intercepted by E.J. Field. Centering pass. Nobody home. We got a lot of Rockport players out there.
Yeah, I think they were about to have a six man on the ice, but the guy...
There were about seven guys out there. But no penalty. And the Vikings are able to clear the zone, but can't form up any offense. So Sal Costanzo will weave his way, looking for Field, drops it back for Costanzo, still flying across the line. Collected by Parisi, I believe it is, and it's checked at the line by Poliski. Cleared up to the line and out of the zone. Going to have a penalty on Gloucester. That was not the smartest play in the world. Well, it's easy for me to say, I guess. This penalty is on Costanzo. That could be a cross check. That could be roughing. That could be interference. You name it on that one. Jeez.
Yeah, and it could have been on Field too, as well.
Oh, I know. I don't know what the point is, but anyway, it's a minute and a half. So Rockport again has a chance. They need to score, and the faceoff. Corona will take the faceoff and win it. Comes back to the right point, but it can't be kept in by Mellon. It's a cross-checking and a shorthanded bit of the other end by Gloucester's... Who was that? That was
Mitchell,
Kobe Mitchell, yeah.
On a turnover.
Yeah. And there's some heavy hitting by Gloucester. They better be careful. They're going to lose another guy. Into the boards. Mitchell plasters a Rockport player, but the Vikings are able to, well, form it up anyway. Corona has it. Circling in his own end. He'll finally bring it out of the zone. 55 seconds left in the man advantage. He's got it. Shoots, and it's blocked by Sperry. Centering pass goes behind the cage. Lyons has it and gets it to the line, and it just hops out of the zone. 43 seconds left in the power play for the Vikings. Down by two. A minute and 33 left to go in the game. They need a goal quickly here. Jackson Rice on it. Has it. Loses it. Still fights for it, though, and keeps it in the Gloucester end, but can't gain control. Puck comes out to center ice. Vikings have to tag up. They do. Sperry has it for Gloucester. Being bothered by Fabry, steals the puck. A minute and 10 seconds left to go in the game. 14 left in the penalty. Gloucester trying to kill the penalty. Shot from the point by English goes wide right. And 3 seconds left in the man advantage. 56 seconds left in the game. Fabry centers it. Comes. Oh, English has the shot. Takes it. And scores!
Boy, they got the screen in front of Poliski. That's what did it. He got a running start on that shot. Not a power play goal, but the power play did the damage because the player couldn't jump back into the play yet.
And English wasn't quite sure what to do. He had an open lane between the circles. He closed and closed and then blasted it home. And it's now 2-1. Gloucester leading it. But we have 50.7 seconds left to go in the game. Wow. You know,
yeah, Gloucester's back on the PK. They got called for something.
Yes. Well, it's funny. They were raising the arm before the goal. So apparently it doesn't matter. So we got a penalty. It's on Poliski, the defenseman, at the same...
Oh, no, sorry. He's serving the penalty still.
No. No, Costanzo had to... I don't know what's going on. Poliski's in the penalty box.
I believe that Gloucester was getting called for a penalty as the scoring play was happening.
Okay.
So he still has to go in.
Well, 20 seconds left to go. Empty net, Rockport in. 17 seconds left to go. Vikings desperately trying to do something as Chalmers sends it right back into the Rockport end. 10 seconds left. Vikings trying to form it up. Kent at the line. Lyons with it for Gloucester. Circling, fires it off the boards. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that'll do it. And there's a save by Poliski just before the buzzer. What a game, what a game. Gloucester wins it 2-1. Oh, my. So we'll recap this one in just a minute. Final score, though, from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester is Gloucester 2 and Rockport 1. I'm out of breath here. We'll be back.
Genesis.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All right, I'm going to see if I can get Coach Lyons over here. Coach! All right, I will get Coach Lyons over here. 2-1, Gloucester in a tremendous hockey game tonight. Shots on goal, 38 for Gloucester and 11 for Rockport in an incredible game. And Coach Sean Lyons of Gloucester is here. And, Coach, we got to start with a Rockport goaltender, Max Kavikas. Comment on his game tonight.
Well, he certainly was the star of the game, I would have to say, without a doubt. Stood tall, and I think he just got stronger and stronger as the game went along. Outstanding effort by the goalie.
Sean, you couldn't do much more on offense for you guys. You were all over the zone, and the passes were good. Your shots were good.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of shots. I thought we didn't have any second chance opportunities. You know, we need to get some low shots and rebounds. You know, not hitting his glove as much as we did. Not to take any credit away from him because I thought he was outstanding, but. You know, in the zone, we got to have more traffic, and to beat a solid goalie like he was, you need more traffic and you need more, low shots for rebounds and get the goals there.
What was the explanation on the Sal Costanzo goal?
So the inside referee was didn't see it go in, but what they said is, you know, it wasn't a ping, and it was a clear, you know, thud sound on the backside, and then after the whistle, the two referees had a discussion, yeah. And the other referee said, you know, he felt it went in.
Well, we didn't get any communication from Toronto, so, you know.
There's no, no mobile play replay. But, you know, at this level, when there is no replay, you know, it's a discussion between the officials. I thought that the two gentlemen did a fantastic job tonight.
John, from a fan perspective, it was a great game to watch, great high school game. What's the coach's perspective now?
I thought the Rockport played very strong. They stuck to a very disciplined efforts up front, you know, and you know, they kept a lot of our shots from the outside, which I think they did well. I thought our group didn't maybe maneuver the puck as well as they should have as a team effort. But, you know, as a coach, you know, we always try to find the things to improve on, and, you know, I don't want to take away from the win or for Rockport's efforts.
You know, E.J. Field and Sal Costanzo got the goals, but Liam Lyons was robbed about 10 times.
Yeah. He had a couple good opportunities, and he and I will have a discussion about trying to shoot for that water bottle every time. Maybe we'll change a shoot for a different spot.
All right. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you very much.
That's Gloucester Coach Sean Lyons as the Gloucester Fishermen win this one 2-1. They dominated the game in many aspects of the game tonight. Max Kavikas was outstanding in goal for Rockport. We'll go through a couple of those guys as well. But this is a terrific game. Gloucester will, let's see. Gloucester goes on to play. Who do they play next? I have it here somewhere. Gloucester will be... Maybe they got Winthrop next. So they go to the Larson Rink on Saturday to play Winthrop, 1:30 game. And meantime, Rockport will be playing Northeast right here at 6 p.m. on Saturday. So again, recapping this one, E.J. Field at 13-10 from Sal Costanzo, 1-0 Gloucester, no goals until 14-10, check it, 7:32 of the third, when Costanzo scored from Lyons and Mondello, making it 2-0, and then for Rockport, they got a goal from Jared English on a blast from between the circles with Drew Bullio getting the assist at 14-10, and the game ended up at 2-1. Shots on goal final, 38-11 advantage Gloucester. They had 9 shots in the third period to 4 for Rockport in the third period. So that'll do it. Please check the website for our next broadcast. Final score from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester is Gloucester 2 and Rockport 1. So on behalf of Nick Kukru of the Gloucester Times, he's the sports director of Bill Proposky, our producer and engineer, and of course Bill Newell, the voice of the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Have a very pleasant good evening. Final score, Rockport loses this one to Gloucester by a score of 2-1. This is MSONewsports.com.